Farmers are showing a significant interest in growing hemp. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I cannot tell you how many of my friends swear by the benefits of CBD oil. Supposedly, it ameliorates pain and aching joints, helps to calm people down without getting them high, and helps with sleep. No pun intended, but there's a big buzz about hemp. And earlier this year, the USDA held a three-hour-long listening session to give the public a chance to provide input on the red-hot issue of hemp.
I think the best way to describe our hemp program for the last year and a half is enthusiastic and energetic.
That was Sarah Walling, who represented the state of Wisconsin.
Our 2019 application period brought in 1,461 grower applications and 711 processor applications. We anticipate most of those growers will be small acreages in the 1 to 5 acreage range.
Another state where hemp has been and is promising to again be a big deal is Kentucky. Here's Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
When you look at the beginning of 2019, we have expanded to over 1,000 licensed hemp growers to cultivate up to a potential 50,000 acres this year. For context, last year we approved 12,000 acres, and about half of that was planted. Economic data for 2017 showed us that hemp has economic potential. We don't know if it can replace tobacco, but we know that it's becoming part of our greater agriculture portfolio.
And certainly better for you than tobacco. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.